the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Freddie, Pat, it's Walt. How y'all doing? Happy New Year. I never heard back from you, you know, and I just want to make sure that you got my email about the party tonight. It's about 8:25, 8:30 here, and the party's rocking on, and if you guys were going to come by, gosh, come by anytime you want to. I hope to see y'all. Y'all take care. Happy New Year.
The truth.
Let's see. Hot sauce, cheese sauce, rum. Oh, shoot. I did not get gin. If I, you know what? I'll just go out and get it if they want it. I don't care. That's what I'll do.
Ooh.
Hello?
Yeah. Send him up. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hey, Bob.
Hey. How are you, man?
Great. It's great to see you.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Come on in here. I'm going to have to ask you to take the shoes off. Leave them right here in the hall, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Take your coat.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you. You're the first person here.
Oh, yeah? First one here?
Yeah. Hmm. Let me get you something to drink. Do you want anything? I got everything. I got wine. I got beer. I got booze, chips.
Yeah. Beer. Beer's good.
Beer? Good.
Yeah. I was expecting more people.
Nobody wants to be the first one here. Sort of fashionable.
Yeah. Is Barbara coming?
Well, I sure invited her. I hope so.
Good.
This is a micro brew.
Thank you.
Sure. Here, let me give you a coaster.
Oh. Okay. Sure.
So, how many people are you expecting?
Well, I invited everybody. That's be 20 or 30 people. Uh-huh. It's going to be a big crowd, all right.
Great.
We don't put our feet on the table here.
Yeah, that's okay. I won't. Mm. No problem.
You know, you and Carol used to have the best parties of anyone.
Yeah, those were some great times. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone loved Carol.
That's nice of you to say.
It's true.
It's been rough, but, you know, I'm just grateful for the time we had together.
Oh, absolutely. It was, what, 45
no,
years?
No, 49 that? Years.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know, I haven't seen much of the old gang since she passed.
It's hard for a lot of people to get out.
It's almost like everybody died right along with her.
Well, you know, people live in their own worlds. Then they got, you know what I mean, things going on and everything like that.
Yeah, well, that's why I think we should have parties like this, you know, so everyone can still see each other
absolutely.
And talk.
Absolutely, that's a good idea.
Hey, have you seen any of the old gang at all?
I see some people. You know, Barbara's husband, Ron, passed away in August. Yeah,
absolutely. No, Ron died?
No, man. I've spent a lot of time over there helping her. And I mean, he was sick a long time.
How's Barbara doing?
She's okay. She's okay.
Good.
That gal's aged very well.
She's coming tonight, right?
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, it's still real early. I'm expecting a lot of people later on. Yeah.
What's that music?
That's Carol's music. She always put that on.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nice.
You got any Brubeck? The way he changes rhythms, and yet it all hangs together somehow. Mm. You know what I mean?
Have you ever seen him live?
No, you know, I saw Thelonious Monk once. God, never.
That's another classic guy.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
Hey, what time is it?
Oh my God, I didn't know it was so late.
What is it, midnight yet?
No, it's 10:30. People should be here any minute.
Well, exactly who said they were coming?
Well, Doug and Linda said that maybe they would.
And Barbara? How about Barbara?
I'm not sure, but Marty? Let's call Marty, because Marty, he's so damn social. And I'm sure that if anything, he probably just forgot it's tonight. It's
New Year's Eve.
Well, you know, God's Marty, sake. He's got Alzheimer's almost.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Marty, it's Walt. Walt Avery. Yep, yeah, Carol's husband. Yeah, yeah, how you doing? Listen, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up? Sounds pretty crowded. Oh, okay. Well, maybe next year. Yeah, maybe next year. All right. Listen, Marty, have fun, okay? Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Marty. Yeah. Bye-bye.
What's up?
He's at Barbara's.
What do you mean?
I mean, Marty's at Barbara's, and Barbara's having a party. That's what I mean.
But you said she was coming here.
Well, I thought she was coming here.
Well, I didn't know anything about that.
Well, neither did I.
Well, she said she was going to be here.
She did?
She did. She implied it.
Maybe she had a change of heart.
Change of heart? What? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but all I know is that they're having a party.
No, just... Listen, man, I gotta go.
Don't wait, come on.
No, I gotta get out of here, I gotta go. Thanks for the beer, it's nice seeing you. I'm going.
Bob, well, you're not going to Barbara's, are you?
Sure, you wanna come with me?
No,
Come with me.
No, I have a party here, I can't leave my own
There's
party.
No party here, Walt, there's nobody here.
But you weren't even invited to
I
Barbara's.
I don't care if I was invited or not. I'm not going for the party, I'm going for her.
But she doesn't want you.
For a month, I carried that guy's stuff, all his goddamn books, and after all, I was over there every single day, Walt. I deserve something. I deserve a New Year's kiss.
You don't want to be that guy, please. Think about it.
Oh, God, what's wrong with me? What did I do? You know, I tried to do the right thing with her and with...
Are you asking me?
Oh, man.
Bob, if you leave... I'll be alone, and this is my first New Year's without Carol.
Okay. Okay.
You're gonna stay?
Yeah.
Yes.
I hear you.
Oh, that's awesome.
No. How about another beer?
All right. You couldn't sit down. We didn't have enough chairs. It was always crowded in the kitchen because she was such a good cook. The bathroom looked like Times Square after everybody left between
The music
you and me.
Was always just at the perfect. Right pitch. Perfect. Don't you think?
Perfect.
perfect
she
pitch.
She was perfect.
It was good times, man.
I wish she was still here, and I wish the party would have been like the one she had.
Well, I'll tell you, this isn't a bad party.
No, I'm enjoying myself, actually, almost as much as I did when she was here. I'm kidding, Carol.
No, she hears you, and she knows what you're saying.
Yeah.
She knows what you're saying.
Yep. She was an amazing person to start off with, and literally one of the luckiest things in my life. I'm not sure that I deserved her, but she loved me.
Oh, come on, you deserved her.
Well, we had problems for a long time. She used to say I was bohemian, meaning that I put my glass down where I wanted to. I took my shoes off where I wanted to. Sometimes I'd throw my underwear and not the hamper drawer. She was the neatest person in the world. There was a place for everything and almost a time for everything.
And she wanted it done a certain way.
She was the love of my life, and I loved her very much. But I tell you what, quite frankly, I will not miss that at all. Why don't you take that glass and set it over on the table without a coaster?
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it. Do it. That's the way I feel.
You sure?
Yep. Do it.
Here's to you.
No problem. Yeah.
What time is it?
I got 11:59.
Whoa, I don't think anybody else is coming to this party.
I guess not.
It's going to be okay. They're making a hell of a noise somewhere about it.
Those guys upstairs are real loud.
Turn down the music.
Woohoo! Happy New Year!
I'm getting too old for this.
Oh, no.
Bob?
What's that?
Put a coaster under that glass.
You're sure.
Thanks.
Happy New Year, with Ben Jones as Walt and Tom Ligon as Bob. You can learn more about our show at our website, thetruthpodcast.com. My co-producer on The Truth is Carrie Hillman. Our production advisor is Peter Clowney. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PR.